Welcome to another episode of The Voice on the King. I'm Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you exclusive, fast-paced interviews with national and local leaders, business owners, and brands making a difference in our communities. Today, I'm honored to be joined by visionary educator and leader, the headmaster of Hills Academy, a transformative institution that's redefining what it means to educate, mentor, and empower young men in East Metro Atlanta. In this episode, we'll dive into what, why, and how to support Hills Academy. We'll explore the school's impactful journey, discover ways you can support this movement, and learn about their upcoming events that are open to the community. Now lock in with us right now, because this conversation is all about uplifting our youth, informing our parents of educational options, strengthening our communities, and investing in the leaders of tomorrow. This will be another inspiring episode of The Voice on the King, where purpose meets power and community voices lead the way. Without further ado, please introduce yourself to the people.
Hello, my name is Brian Hilburn, and I'm the head of school at Hills Academy. I am the oldest of three from Oklahoma. My father went to HBCU. I went to Lanks University as well, third generation. And what inspired my journey of education is all through my life, I've been blessed with an abundance of male leadership. Mm-hmm. And in my community, I didn't see an abundance of male leadership. Mm-hmm. And my friends that I hung around with, and then when I began teaching in the classroom. And so my journey started by looking at our youth and looking at our community and seeing a need for male leadership and male role models.
Yes, Mr. Brian Hilburn. Wow. I'm so grateful to be introduced to you. I mean, just your experiences tells me so much about the passion that you have that's exuding in who you are. So, you know, let's dive right in. Tell us about the foundation and vision. Like, can you take us back to 2016? Tell them about that year. What inspired you and your wife to start Hills Academy as an academic support program? And like, what was the moment you knew Hills Academy would become more than just a program and that it would be a movement? I know that's a lot to ask, but give me what you can.
All right. Well, I moved here in 2002 from Oklahoma to Atlanta. And I moved here with my fraternity brother, who is an alpha. You know, shout out to the alphas.
Okay.
And we wanted to start a group home. He is already working in a group home. We started our own group home called Young Men of Valor. And what I learned in that moment with working with kids in foster care and young boys, majority young black boys who are wards of the state, that we have a lack of male leadership. Mm-hmm. By working as a group home, I also got connected to Atherton, which was a school right off of Glenwood. And I became what you call a teacher's assistant. And that was my first taste of education. And they asked me to become a teacher from there. And what I just found out was that America's mission field is in the classroom. I saw all kind of diversity of poverty to lack of motivation. But the biggest thing that I saw was a group of kids who needed male mentorship. And so from that point on, I knew that education was the way I was going to try to be a change agent in my community. Me and my wife, we've always worked after school programs and summer camps. And it was just a vision of mine to start a school. I spoke before me and my wife got married. I let her know I wanted to start a school. I actually wanted to start a boarding school where kids who were in care, who were in foster care, could come to a place and get all of the things they needed and go out into the world. And if you look at our young men, I just wanted to give them hope. I wanted them to know, you know, God had blessed me with multiple positive male role models. And I just wanted to make sure that I could impact others.
Impactful is exactly what you are. Starting with the program, did you see how the movement became so influential over the people that you were connected with and the people that you were schooled at to?
Yeah, you could see it in the fact that, you know, the parents, the response, the motivation, the kids change when they see they have somebody who champions them. And so when we started Hills Academy, and we are on our eighth year, we're fully accredited, been accredited all 8 years, you start seeing how these young men grow and begin to respond. You hear the stories from their parents and people around them about how they're changing. We have a creed where we talk about our faith, we talk about our leadership, we talk about our integrity, and you start seeing that stuff show up. A young man who just turned 13, who came to me 4 years ago, said, I want to be like Martin Luther King. I want to go to Morehouse and I want to go at 15 or younger. If you know, Martin Luther King went to Morehouse at age 15. This young man just turned 13 about less than a month ago and has already received 27 scholarships and 7 full rides, and he was accepted to Morehouse. So he's already completed his goal. He's going to stay on an extra year, and he'll go to Morehouse next year when he turns 14, and already has probably a year and a half of college credits through our dual enrollment program. So you start seeing the fruits of your labor when you get people who join you and say, okay, I want to see greatness. I want to empower young men to reach their full potential. And then for young men to say, hey, this is what I want to do. Let's partnership. Because we truly believe it's a village. I believe it's the parent, it's the teacher, it's the student. And then we also bring outside people into our village as well. We have male speakers who come in twice a week to talk to our young men about manhood. So it's all of us, and we need all of us.
You heard what Mr. Brian Hilborn said. He has impacted a young man, a 13-year-old, who came to him with a goal in mind, and he's really out here achieving that through the support of your academy. I think that is so incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, everything that you're doing is absolutely needed for our young men. And as a mother of an 11-year-old son, I can appreciate knowing that there is an academy that is available with a quality, engaging experience that focuses on higher academic education for them. And as a voice and staple for young men's education in the East Metro Atlanta community. So I want to thank you, Mr. Hilborn, for working
with
the King. I want to thank you for working with us, the King Radio Station, to stay connected to families, leaders, and supporters who believe in your mission. And now that our listeners are knowledgeable, how can listeners and community members support the work you're doing? Also, let's look ahead. Are there any upcoming events, open houses, or community opportunities where people can come and learn more and get involved with Heels Academy? Are there any exciting new programs, partnerships, or expansions on the horizon? Let us know.
Yes, ma'am. So we have all of that. I appreciate you just lining that out for me. If you go, the best place to go to find information about Heels Academy is to go online. That's www.heelsacademyga.com. In there, you have opportunities to do tours. You have opportunities to look at our up and coming event. We have our Night of Elegance, which is a gala where we get to put on our tuxedos and gowns, and we might have a red carpet. And this year, we have Earth, Wind, and Fire. Not the real Earth, Wind, and Fire, but a band playing tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. And we get to hang out and really love on each other as a community. We work in Black excellence, and we want our young men to know that they're being served by people in Black excellence, and they need to serve people in Black excellence. And one of the things we do for our gala, it is for our fundraiser where we're raising scholarship funds. But if you are a parent who's interested in attending Heels Academy, one thing I will say is they have a Georgia Promise voucher. We are fully accredited. That voucher will give you up to $6,000 towards a private school education, and we are on that list. So if you're saying I want my child to go, but I don't know if I can afford it, there are fundings out there. For the most part, you can find everything on that website, all of our social media handles. Even if you want to do a tour, there are areas where you can click on to schedule a tour, and you'll see all of the information we have. I also would love you guys to go and look. We do highlight our students and their accomplishments, and we just want to make sure that these young men know that we're proud of them. Heels Academy works not only with Heels Academy, but we work with Rockdale Public Schools and our DA. We do something they call YIELD, where we work with our kids who may need a second chance or may need different instruction or may need a different direction. We do Hoops After Dark. Heels Academy is about service. I want my young men to know they have to put their hands to the plow and be a part of change, not just be the person who's getting the handout, but making sure they're giving back. Those are the ways you can connect with us, and those are things we do have coming up.
Give them that website one more time.
That is www.heelsacademyga.com, and you'll get all the information you need about Heels Academy.
Mr. Brian Hilborn, thank you again so much for sharing your heart, your mission, and the incredible journey of Heels Academy with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Yes, your passion for educating and empowering young men is truly inspiring. And it's clear that Heels Academy is not just building students, it's building future leaders. And on behalf of The Voice on the King, we salute you for the work you're doing. And on behalf of The Voice on the King, we salute you for the work you're doing in the community and beyond. May the Knights Code continue to guide your students with courage, faith, integrity, leadership, and what? Service.
Service, yes.
Thank you again, Brian, for being with us. We look forward to watching Heels Academy continue to shine and rise. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Voice on the King. Remember to keep spreading love, knowledge, and soul, because when we uplift each other, we all rise. Catch the replay of this episode online at 105theking.com. And don't forget to connect with me, Tamika Nicole, on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.